Welcome to A Taste of Compassionate Leadership on NVC Academy. I'm really excited about our class because for me it is the heart of everything about NVC. And I'm really glad to have the opportunity to share it with you all. Joy, is there anything you'd like to say by way of check-in before we do a self-connection exercise?
Just celebrating this opportunity to be together and together celebrate this very important part of nonviolent communication. I know I didn't get this when I first learned nonviolent communication, and I can see the difference between doing nonviolent communication and actually being in this zero step and being from this place of such a deep self-connection and connection to others. So I'm very much looking forward to this.
So let me just give you a brief overview of the call. We'll start here in just a moment with a self-connection exercise. There'll be an opportunity for you to check in a small group, and we will launch into the first of three relatively short lessons about this topic, which is called the Zero Step. Each section will have its own little exercise. Then at the end of the call, we'll have some time to hear what your experience was like in the form of a checkout. And we'll move into now a self-connection exercise. So for the self-connection exercise, it's a contemplative process. You can just take all of your energy and put it into your own direct experience. Just notice your breath. Bring your attention to the simple act of meeting your need for oxygen on the in-breath. And on the out-breath, you're meeting another need for cleansing your body of carbon dioxide, which you don't need. So every breath you take is an expression of living NVC, of being connected to your needs. And then allow your attention to move towards your environment, the world around you. Notice what you hear. And notice how effortless it is to notice what you hear, that it happens automatically. You're just hearing. And then notice what you see. Again, without any effort, you see images of objects in your environment. Maybe you see your phone or your computer screen or something else as your eyes move around. And just notice that it doesn't take any effort to observe the world. And then shift your attention to the sensations in your body. What are you noticing right now in your body? You might notice pleasant sensations, maybe a sense of peace or openness or wonder, wondering about what might be happening here. Or you might notice something uncomfortable, something that is unpleasant, some sense of pain. And then notice how you can become aware of these sensations in your body, and it's effortless. Simply by placing our attention on the body, you start noticing the body. And if you shift back and place your attention on the world, you'll effortlessly notice what's going on in the world. And just try that. Just try switching back and forth between the body and the world. And then go deeper into your own direct experience. What's important to you right now? I imagine some of you came here for learning something about NVC. That might be what's important to you. Some of you might be here for a sense of community, because you love the idea of gathering with other people who have an interest similar to yours. There might be another need up for you. Maybe about personal growth. What is it for you? Whatever you find is the answer, and it might change from moment to moment, because everything changes from moment to moment. Whatever you find is the reason for you being present right here and right now, savor that. By savoring, I mean to extend the enjoyment of it, to just notice how precious this important thing is to you. It motivates you to be here, to be doing this right now in the service of your life. The life that moves in you. Savor the taste of your own needs. And finally, one more shift of your attention to a different question. What would make your life more wonderful right now? What could you do? What could you ask for that would make your life more wonderful while you're here on this call? So as we begin to transition out of the exercise and into a check-in with some friends, there's something that you want to write down for yourself about what this experience was like for you. That's fine to do. If you don't want to do that, that's also fine. But in just a moment, you're going to find yourself with a couple of friends. You'll each have about 2 or 3 minutes to chat, to be heard, to express. And the questions that I'd love for you to connect about, what are your hopes for practicing NVC today? What's it about for you? Check in with each other. I'd like to begin the first lesson on the zero step with a quote from Marshall Rosenberg. None of us would be here without Marshall Rosenberg. Marshall Rosenberg is the man who created nonviolent communication and created the Center for Nonviolent Communication. Here's a quote that I think points to what Dory and I mean when we talk about the zero step. Marshall never used that term, the zero step. We'll tell you a little bit about why we use it in just a second, but here's the quote from Marshall. He's talking about the intention of nonviolent communication. The intention is to create the quality of connection with other people and oneself that allows compassionate giving to take place. In this sense, it is a spiritual practice. All actions are taken for the sole purpose of willingly contributing to the well-being of others and ourselves. The primary purpose of nonviolent communication is to connect with other people in a way that enables giving to take place. Compassionate giving. It's compassionate in that our giving comes willingly from the heart. We are giving service to others and ourselves, not out of duty or obligation, not out of fear of punishment or hope for a reward, not out of guilt or shame, but for what I consider part of our nature. It's in our nature to enjoy giving to one another. Let that sink in for a moment. It's in our nature to enjoy giving to one another. Jory and I have been involved in nonviolent communication for over 16 years now. So even after 16 years of practice, every day I get to learn where my edges are as a practitioner of nonviolent communication. And I don't expect that to ever go away. And the thing that helps me the most is making it an ongoing intention to experience the zero step. We first heard the term the zero step right after Jory and I got involved with NVC. We joined our local practice group. There was a man there named Mel Schneider who'd been a practitioner for a while. And in that first class, Mel called it the zero step. This was really intriguing because I had just read the whole book and there was nothing in there about a zero step. Mel described it as the intention to connect and where we place our attention. Let's just go over the characteristics of the zero step. The first one, to develop warmth towards yourself and other, a care for the vitality of both yourself and others, a sense of wonder or interest, a sense of vulnerability. And what we mean by vulnerability is this willingness to express our own tender parts, what we're feeling and needing from moment to moment. Another characteristic is empathy, to actually be able to extend and open our heart to the feelings and needs of others.
And if we do that, we do those pieces, then we'll naturally be led to make requests. And then the final aspect or characteristic of the zero step is when we make a request, we're open to outcome. There's one last thing I want to say, and that is, why the zero step? And that's because often NVC is taught as a four-step process. First is observation, second is feeling, third step, need, fourth step, request. And so I think the reason Mel used the phrase the zero step, and what I like about that, is it's what happens before we, quote, use NVC. What is it that we're doing in our consciousness that allows NVC to actually happen with warmth, with care, with wonder, vulnerability, empathy, making requests, and being open to outcome? That's the last thing I want to say about the zero step. So you're going to be back in a group again. And the idea is that everyone has a chance to express what's something important that you're taking away from this first part of our lesson. What are you highlighting for yourself? What are you harvesting for yourself? What's your takeaway from this first piece about the zero step and its characteristics?
Okay, I would love to hear, what's your takeaway from this?
What comes to me is it's a shift in consciousness before I can begin, which is crucial and often hard to come by for me when it's in the moment and I'm reactive. So yeah, shift in consciousness, I think. Shifting to a new language all of a sudden.
It is a completely different perspective than it's culturally ingrained in us. Thank you.
My takeaway is that with the zero step, it would help me, well, they're not talking in judgmental language, which is pretty tricky, to have that zero step would enable me to look beyond that to whatever deeper need was there. It's not being met that created the concern, the other person.
Yeah, thank you. That's when we're really connected to life.
I used to think of it as purify my intention towards the other, because most of the time in a task orientation, I need to frequently check my intention when I'm communicating with another person, that my intention is for them, for both of us, not just something to check on my to-do list. And I like the list, interest and curiosity and to care for the vitality of self and others.
How important it is and how much effort it actually takes because of how we're programmed and all the things that we've learned before. That's not easy.
It's like reprogramming ourselves.
Yeah, our synapses are connected to judge and do various other things. Thank you.
I had something I'd like to say. I suppose it's a little bit for me like I had to learn the part of a play, learn the part of a person in the play, and then you really have to learn your lines. And then after a while, once you've part a certain amount of time, you actually sort of become that person in the play. And then from that moment on, once you get to that point, it's not conscious that you're doing it. It's just something that you do automatically.
I actually appreciate what you're saying because you're kind of highlighting the pathway for adult learning and all learning, that it starts with not knowing anything about a particular thing. In this case, maybe it's about NVC or the zero step. And then there becomes this awakening or consciousness that, oh gosh, I don't know how to do this. I don't know anything about it. I have to memorize my lines. And then there's this conscious competence that naturally emerges from that, where if I really focus, then I can do this process. And then if we continue to do that for a while, we will naturally begin to do it unconsciously. And so I really like that you mark out the pathway that all of us are on. The thing I like about the zero step, you can't really skip these stages, but my sense is that it accelerates the stages so that we move into this unconscious competence more rapidly. And actually what I think is happening is we notice our unconscious competence actually happening more often, that we are really in NVC consciousness much more than we give ourselves credit for. So I really appreciate you bringing that up.
We're about to move on to the next piece. Really, it's important to be able to understand why this is difficult. We really want this. Obviously, if you didn't want this, you wouldn't be looking at MVC at all. And we want to have this capacity to connect with each other. We want to be able to have an effective communication between us. Connection matters. Yes, it matters just in general, but on the other hand, it matters very specifically, I'm sure, to you, or you wouldn't be on the call. And so, what's the problem here, actually? Why is this difficult? Why do we have to work so hard on it? I like the way Marshall has pointed to how we've been educated differently. We've been educated to put people into boxes and to label things in ways that are likely to keep us separate. And that's, we diagnose. You are one of those. You just are too stupid to understand, or you are always just argumentative, or whatever it is that we label people, or even label ourselves, get in the way. And yes, we have actually managed to program that in, and that just takes us away from the zero step. So without this kind of consciousness, we will start to diagnose and analyze and separate ourselves from other people. And another thing that gets in the way of us really being in our zero step is that we blame and criticize other people. Of course, we've learned to do that. We get really corrective. We blame ourselves. We blame them. And we're not connected to ourselves. We're no longer really standing in our own truth. So it's important for us to know this, to really notice how we disconnect this way. Another piece that takes us away from this kind of consciousness and this intention is that we make demands, that we think it has to be a particular way. And in fact, we will use NVC manipulatively with other people to try and make them do what we think they should do, like there's some sort of right way. And we do that to ourselves, and it disconnects us from this clarity of the intention to connect and to stay right in the present moment so that we can really experience the power of that connection and be right with what's happening. And then the other thing that gets in the way is all our judgments of who deserves what. Who deserves the punishment? Who deserves the reward? All of those things are programmed mental activities that we do that get in the way. And when those are up, we have a mechanical process instead of the real zero step of connection. We're busy analyzing whether it's right or wrong. We try and use MVC to manipulate to get our way. And we become so corrective and are not very much connected to connection and warmth and all the wonderful aspects of being really present, self-connected, the willingness to be vulnerable, the empathy, all the things that Jim has shared. I know for myself, there's a quality of mourning that comes up for me about this. And even I can fall into these pieces as I consider this programming, diagnosing myself as not being good enough, denying my responsibility, even blaming it on the programming of our dear ancestors who did their best they knew how and create and fed these kinds of ways of thinking. Yes, I get demanding this. And just to demand even of myself that I'm doing it right all of this gets in the way of actually having our zero step. And so what I would like in this moment is for us to move into pairs. The opportunity here is to really listen to each other, to actually do an empathy practice, to have an opportunity for each person to have 5 minutes to explore what's alive in you as you are aware of what is getting in the way and how we are kind of programmed with our, from the past to respond in ways that move us away from our zero step. And the way the practice works is that one person has the floor the entire time. You have the microphone, and the listener just listens with space and presence, and you focus on their feeling, the speaker's feelings and needs. And speaker, you get to be the leader of this. So if you want a reflection, you can ask for it, so that you'll be the guide to the listener of what you would like to receive as you're speaking. So it's an opportunity to be the explorer for yourself and to guide what really serves you in getting the empathy you need and having the discovery of your own experience. What you're speaking about is, what is it like to have this experience of the challenges of really being in the zero step? When you're the speaker, you speak as much as you'd like to speak during that time. You speak or you don't speak based on your choice, and the listener is asked to be silent unless they receive a request. So you'll each have 5 minutes, and at 5 minutes, there'll be an invitation to drop into silence and prepare, and I'll even guide you through the transition. It's very important that we take a moment or two to shift our focus from listener to speaker or speaker to listener. Are we paying attention to ourselves or the other? So we're shifting where our attention is. So the invitation now is for the listener to share what needs have been met for you by listening to the speaker. And we'll take about a half a minute for that, and then we'll move into the change of roles. And now I invite all of you to be silent for a moment of self-connection. Often, as we make these shifts from one speaker to another, particularly when we're moving from honesty to empathy, we often do that in a very quick way, and we lose ourselves. So the invitation is to fall into silence and prepare yourself for a shift. Just to take a deep breath, those of you who have been the speaker will now become the listener. So you'll be shifting your focus from yourself to the other person. And the listener will now become the speaker. So this is your time to be introspective and prepare yourself to answer what it's like for you. How is it for you to be aware of the challenges that we have in really being able to easily flow into the zero step? And you'll have 5 minutes to speak or not speak. So we are ready to go.
I notice I have a gratitude coming up in me that you guys are participating with us, that you're actually trying these skills out. I don't know if you noticed it, but you just practiced the zero step 4 times in the last 10 minutes. Every time that you paused and got reconnected to your intention, you actually were practicing the zero step. And I have a feeling everybody did it. I'm totally confident every one of you did the best that you could to do it. Love to hear from maybe two or three people about what this was like for you to be in this field of empathic connection with one another.
I was sharing with my partner, Neko, that before she shared, I wasn't really aware of this, but to me, she was a disembodied voice who had a name. But when she started to share her struggles with identifying her feelings and learning the distinction between thoughts and feelings and how enlightening that was, she became more of a real person that I felt a connection to.
Sweet. So you really see how vulnerability helps to create mm-hmm. that quality of connection that we're all so hungry for. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else like to share anything?
I really liked what you said earlier about we need to give ourselves more credit. I use NBC all the time. Like, I'll look at someone's face and I'll see that their needs aren't being met or someone who's yelling. You know, it's like they have to get louder and sharper and closer. And I don't really call them a name. I instead, you know, just say, oh, well, they have needs that are not being met and they're afraid that their need is not going to get met. And so I sort of just have this attitude and this mindset about it. And I'm really good at giving myself empathy. When it comes to giving people empathy, it's still very difficult for me. So I was celebrating with my partner because I want to learn this more, this actual like giving empathy verbally to other people. I met Marshall 27 years ago, and I decided I was just going to learn MVC on my own. So this call is sort of a breakthrough for me because I decided that I was worthy of having a community and being able to learn this with people and not just on my own. So in talking about it, I realized that I was actually in the process of taking action, creating community for this process that I love so much and want the whole world to experience. And I've overcome my own self-doubt and my own insecurity to be able to say, yes, I want to learn this, not from a book, but I want to learn it with people.
I really appreciate and savor that sharing. I really appreciate it. And I've got time for one more.
I was really enjoying sharing, yes, a little mourning around the judgments and demands and things that come up in me. And as I shared, I realized because I've been practicing it for quite a long time, I have a real joy in the deepening acceptance of how hard it is and quite a lot of celebration about that acceptance that's been growing over the years. So until I started sharing, I hadn't recognized that celebration's there, and I enjoy the progress, I suppose, that I've made and the difference it makes to my ability to learn.
Thank you for sharing that. It's actually the homework that I want to give all of us, including myself, is to do exactly what you just did, is look for evidence in your own life of practicing the zero step from now on. I'm pretty confident you're going to find out that you're practicing the zero step way more often than you're giving yourself credit for, and to just celebrate that. So thank you so much. So now we're going to move into the last part of the class today. It's a consideration of what's the best thing that can happen when we practice the zero step. What's the best thing that can happen in our lives when we practice the zero step? And the first thing that comes up for me when I think about the best thing that can happen in our lives is that it actually creates the space for NVC to fulfill its function that Marshall designed for us. He designed NVC to create a quality of connection that inspires compassionate giving and receiving. And when we practice the zero step, that is exactly what's going to happen. So there's going to be more compassionate giving and receiving.
We put our attention on this zero step, we just naturally have more of a sense of warmth in our own hearts. We just cultivate that sense of warmth toward ourselves and to each other. I imagine, just like me, you love when you have warmth in your heart.
Also, when we practice the zero step, you notice that you naturally flow to self-connection when you're reactive. The number one thing that we hear from our students and participants is, gosh, I really want NVC to be more available when I'm reactive, when I'm triggered, when I'm upset. And when we remember the zero step, what happens is we notice our reactivity, and the reactivity then becomes a signal. Hey, remember the zero step? Then we naturally flow back towards self-connection.
And when we are putting our attention on the zero step and we are getting the quality of self-connection and we are then able to recover from the reactivity, we then can really enjoy empathizing with another person. We can really see the beauty, even in their pain. And it's easy to really feel our shared humanity.
Another benefit of practicing the zero step that we'll all enjoy more and more from now on is we'll be more in contact with our vulnerability. There's something so sweet and powerful about our vulnerability. I notice in my interactions with Jory that as beautiful as the empathy is that we create with one another, it's when she's vulnerable or I'm vulnerable that really solidifies that sense of connection. It's the vulnerability that cracks open our heart in the presence of the other person.
And as we practice the zero step and it becomes more and more present in our lives in whatever incremental amount of time that is, the amount of it that happens, we start to also incrementally increase our sense of gratitude. We experience the beauty and the fullness of life. We're really connected to what really matters and that warmth inside of ourselves and seeing each other's humanity. So we naturally will start to experience and convey gratitude.
And maybe finally, there's probably other wonderful benefits about the great things that are going to happen for us as we practice the zero step. The last one on our list for right now is that we naturally flow towards requests. Again, one of the things we hear over and over again from our students is, boy, this request part is the hardest part. But when we practice the zero step, when we genuinely want to connect in an interdependent way with another person, requests naturally occur. And usually they're requests like this. What did you hear was important to me? Or would you be willing to tell me how you feel after you hear this from me? These two connection requests naturally emerge when we practice the zero step.
Because we actually really want to know what's going on for someone else. And we really want to be understood when we're in the zero step. And we also want to address everyone's needs. And with MVC, whatever's happening, we're led to our heart or our right brain kind of activity. And that naturally leads our left brain activity. If we just go with the left brain, we miss the heart. But the heart always leads us back to our capacity to come up with ideas, to find ways to meet more needs at less cost.
So think for a moment about what you can do from now on to cultivate the zero step. We'll add a few items to the pot for you to consider that have worked for us. But the idea is that in just a moment, you're going to write down what really fits for you, what you can take away from the call as ways to support yourself in cultivating the zero step. And the first one is to just say, I'm a giraffe, to actually take a stand as giraffe or as an NVC practitioner, to own the role and the identity of being a compassionate connector. Maybe it's even saying something like, I'm going to put my giraffe ears on before I have this conversation.
And to actually have giraffe ears on, listening even to yourself. And another way to cultivate the zero step is to really attend to your own well-being. To really care about taking care of yourself and also having care for the vitality of others. So we become much more attentive to when we're really in our life energy as opposed to our destroy energy. And we continue to fuel that vitality.
And then another fantastic way we often call it the easy way to practice MVG, is to watch for evidence of your needs being met and then savor the gratitude that you feel. Gratitude is such a powerful fuel source. And to utilize that fuel source, it like creates this virtuous cycle between the intention to connect and the gratitude for our needs met, which gives us fuel to cultivate our zero step, which has a tendency to create many more opportunities to experience gratitude in our lives. So it creates this virtual cycle of needs met, gratitude, zero step. So watching for evidence.
Yeah, with gratitude, we start to see that the cup is more than half full most of the time. And then also what helps us to generate the intention to connect and to cultivate the zero step is to cultivate a general interest in what's alive in you and what's alive in someone else. So even asking that question. You can also ask other questions that are similar. What is alive? It could be, what's actually happening? What is really, what can I see? What can I hear? To just be really present and be interested in that present moment of what's actually happening. What feelings are arising? To explore with some interest. Who needs what right now? And what can we do to meet needs? These kinds of questions really help us to cultivate that zero step.
And the final hint before we let you do some writing for yourself is, here comes a quote from Marshall again. I want to refocus my mind on what purpose my action is serving. This points to a really powerful strategy of mental practice, of actually using our mind in order to support our heart. And the way that I often practice this is I go to sleep with a thought of how I would like to practice the zero step tomorrow upon awakening. So the last thought I have is a mental practice of the zero step. And then, magically, many times, the first thought I have upon awakening is, oh yeah, the zero step. How will I practice the zero step today? How will I practice the zero step right now in me as I choose what's next, as I awaken into a new day? So now just take a moment and write down what ideas resonate for you. Could be some of the things we've just talked about. Could be something else that's stimulated in you. So we'll be quiet for 1 minute while you do some writing. What do you want to do from now on to cultivate the zero step?
So as you look at what you've written, just savor that you have found one thing that you can do to cultivate this. And if you haven't thought of anything that really resonates for you, I'm just going to give you something that you can do, is to do a similar exercise as Jim said. Before you go to bed at night, ask yourself, what can I do to cultivate the zero step? What could I do regularly that will support me? Then let yourself sleep on that and see what comes up in the morning. One of my favorite things to do when I can't think of what the next step is. We're coming to the end of the call. We will be doing a checkout and a harvest. If there's something you would like to say to complete the call.
My biggest takeaway was the number 3 that Jim said about watching for my needs being met and then savoring the gratitude. I find that I actually do that a little bit, and I'm going to focus on it more.
Thank you. Your mic is live.
The biggest takeaways for me is just a real gratitude for, I think this really deeply met my need for contributing to creating space for that quality of connection that I really love about NBC practice, and just feeling really grateful for you and for this space and for everyone here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.